grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A gift of music by Gary Froilan.
There's a great song called The Bible Stands, and boy, a lot of truth in that one. Maybe you know that song, maybe not, but I have the words up on the screen. And so if you can sing along, that'd be just great. And it's a great song we, as Gideons, really appreciate so much.
The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, or the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible stands, every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, prove it and make it mine. Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We rise as we are able for hearing of our Lord's gospel. A reading from St. Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with verse 11. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I invite the children to come forward for a children's message. Nice job singing. I really like that. I noticed that when you were singing both of those songs, you were talking about a book. A book, and I'm blessed, right, because of that book. And then there's another book, the B-I-B-L-E, right?
Bible.
The Bible, right? Well, this is a book. It's a hymn book because it's got a whole bunch of pages in it. And instead of having each page individually kind of ripped out, they put them all together, and they bind it, right? This is a bound book. That means all the pages are put together because a long time ago, before they figured out how to put it into a book, you know what they had to do? Everything had to be rolled on a
scroll.
That's right. Everything was rolled on a scroll, and then they figured out how they could, in fact, take it and make paper and put it together and bind it. You guys like books?
Yeah.
I love books. I love to read books. Mm-hmm. I love to have people read books to me. Have you ever read a book to somebody?
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody read a book to you?
Yeah.
Or read a book with you? Yeah. It's fun, isn't it? A couple of days ago, I was over and Scarlett and I had a play day. You remember that? And one of the things we did is we sat on the couch and we were going to read books. How many books did we read? Is this one book? It says here, 6 books in one. So instead of having 6 individual books, they all got put together and they got bound into one big book, right? And we started reading the different books within the one big book, right? I love to read. I love books. You love books? You have favorite books, right? This is one of my favorite books. You know what that is?
Bible.
This is the Bible. How many books?
One.
50.
It's a trick question. How many books?
40
somewhere. Yeah? I'll make it easy for you, okay? How many books in the Old Testament? Somebody knows, right? Old has 3 letters. Testament has 9 letters. 39. Yes. And then you've got the New Testament. New 3 letters. Testament, 9 letters.
39.
Not 39, because there's something new. What's new? The cross is new, right? Jesus Christ. 3 times 9 is?
27.
Yes. So 39 and 27 is? 66. 66. So how many books here?
66.
66 books, all bound into one book called the Bible, right? Bound. Did you hear the first lesson that was read tonight by Sharon from 2 Timothy? Paul, the Apostle Paul, is in prison. You know what that means when he's in prison? Put that on me.
What about the key? Those aren't fake.
You know, you just asked a very important question.
Uh-oh.
Paul was in prison, and they had him bound up. They had him fettered. They had him chained, right? They had handcuffs on him. And so he's trying to write a letter to Timothy, and it's a lot harder to do stuff when you got handcuffs on, right? He was in prison. He was in jail. They had him chained up, right? So he's writing a letter, and did you hear what he said? He said to Timothy, I may be in chains, but the Word of God, the Bible, is never in chains. It's not bound, right? It's not going to be held captive. In fact, you know what Jesus does? Jesus comes and he says, I don't want you to have chains on. I don't want you to have handcuffs on. I want to set you free. That's what the Bible says. He's going to unbind us from sin and death. But you got to have what to get out?
A key.
A key. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that Jesus is our key. You know whose handcuffs these are?
No.
Gary. Gary's our special speaker. What has he got in his hand?
A key.
Do you think that's a good news? Yeah, it's called the good book because it's got good news in it, right? The Bible is the good book. So we need him to unlock this. Because I kind of made a mess for myself, didn't I? Yeah, I should have thought about making sure I had the key before. You see how I needed somebody else to set me free? Who sets you free?
Jesus.
Jesus does. He unbinds you from all of your sins, right? He takes the chains away. Jesus says, I've got a word for you. And that word is my love and my forgiveness. And it will unbind you and set you free so that, like the Gideons, you know what they do? They go into jails and prisons so that they can give people God's word and they can set those prisoners free. Will you pray with me? Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for setting me free.
You are the key.
Amen. Thanks for coming up. Now, in this bound book, we have a song that we all know about God setting us free and Jesus taking those chains off. It's called Amazing Grace. So if you turn to 448, 448 in this bound book called the LBW, you'll find Amazing Grace. And Gary, you're going to play this on a saw, is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
So we're going to be accompanied by a saw. Okay? Let's sing verse 1 together, okay? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Verse 4. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Gary's got some testimonies and some music to share with us.
The Bible in a nutshell is probably some John 3:16, you know that verse, don't you? For God so loved And so this next song, this song I'm going to do is called High on Love, because a lot of people are getting high on all kinds of stuff in our day and age. But the whole thing that lasts it all is the love that Jesus can offer, right? God is love.